Time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, y'all. Somebody put Keanu Reeves in a race car. He made his debut Saturday, spun out at Indianapolis, but ended up finishing the race in 25th place. Whose idea was this? The man is a national treasure. Get him out of a race car. It's not safe. Speaking of race cars, Greg Biffle, a NASCAR champion, has been flying a helicopter with emergency supplies into hard-hit areas of North Carolina that were devastated by Helene, and something caught his eye on one trip. A man was using the sun's reflection off of a mirror to signal for help.
We found this gentleman. And the families that were there simply by that mirror. The look of relief on his face, because these guys are helping all of their neighbors. They don't have power, food, water, or supplies.
That's amazing. Love Greg Biffle for that. Taylor Swift is now the world's richest female musician with an estimated worth of $1.6 billion. She took that title from Rihanna. And Mariah Carey recently shared her thoughts on artists facing the challenges of fame.
My advice would be try your hardest to go into this industry with a love of your talent or what's really real for you. You know, if it's just like, oh, I want to be famous, I want to run around with those people, whoever they are, the famous people, then it's probably not the best idea.
Yeah, you got to surround yourself with people you can trust. Reese Witherspoon is writing a novel with author Harlan Coben. And Chaka Khan performed I'm Every Woman at the American Music Awards 50th anniversary special. Amazing still. Bravo is doing a reality series about the Kansas City Chiefs' wives and girlfriends, but Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes aren't in it, which is kind of like doing a show about the Beatles and not including John and Paul. Just saying. Speaking of John's, John Stamos recently discussed his best-selling memoir audiobook, If You Would Have Told Me, and he shared how Bob Saget's sudden passing influenced the book and revealed a past death threat.
I had a death threat when I was on Full House, and I cut it out of the book originally, and I put it back in. It was pretty scary. Some deranged fool called up and said, I'm about to kill John Stamos. I don't know if you guys have dealt with that, but even back then, they took it very serious. And,
sure.
And I was like, and I remember they signed an FBI agent to me and all this stuff. And I was like a dummy. Like, I'm trying to, you know, ditch the guy, like a fool.
Yeah. It apparently involved a girlfriend. Part doesn't surprise me. Some other hot takes. The new Joker opened to a disappointing $40 million and was panned by critics. The house from Poltergeist will soon be offered as an Airbnb, and Amazon has decided not to move forward with the Who's the Boss sequel series with Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano. And we got a dirt alert. Okay, so celebrities, including Kim Kardashian and Rosie O'Donnell, are speaking out as the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric, could get a new day in court 28 years after being convicted for the murders of their parents. This is thanks to Netflix's limited series, Monsters. Here's Rosie.
The fact that the boys were not allowed to use their defense of childhood abuse. They had so many witnesses, and now there's new evidence. They were like afraid to hope, and I was like their cheerleader going, come on boys, this is it.
Yeah, okay, I'm not sure, but all right. Rosie is a childhood abuse survivor and advocate, so it makes sense that she would champion them. That's all. I don't have anything else. Yeah, that's the Daily Dust. You're welcome.